I guess one thing I really want to stress is that a lot of folks that I've met at the door are talking about, oh, we have to choose strategically. We have to choose that, oh, I gotta defend for it or I gotta stop for it and all this. One thing I always want to stress to folks is that this by-election is not going to change who's in power. Doug Ford will still be in power after May 2nd, no matter who is elected. What this by-election is a chance for is to send a direct message to Doug about what you want him to focus on, what your priorities are. We believe in the Ontario Greens that our priorities for housing, for health care, for a more caring, connected community growing in the future are the ones that are going to lead the way to not just, better services, but lower house prices, for more affordable units, for better like rent in the province, for something as simple for a lot of folks as doubling ODSP. I have an uncle that lives on ODSP and his entire check goes to his rent and that's it. We led with the way with trying to double ODSP rates in 2022 because we don't think anybody should live in legislative poverty. This is a chance to vote your values. This is not a chance to change the government. It's a chance to send a message and say, you know what, these green guys who just doubled their vote count or their seat count recently with Kitchener Centre by-election, we think they got the right plan, so let's triple it to three. And maybe Doug Ford will take a cue from that and start actually holding to his promise to get it done rather than playing the games that he has.